It was a day of funerals for many of those killed in one of the city's most brazen terrorist attacks. This funeral is for Shashank Shendi, a senior police inspector killed by a gunman at the city's central railway station early Wednesday night. He's one of at least 12 police officers killed in the terror attacks, one of the deadliest days for Mumbai's police force. Sanjeev Pawadekar was a close friend of the slain officer.
I'm feeling very... I can't express. I am angry and I have lost one of my closest friends. To me, he was like my godfather.
The funeral procession leads down a normally busy street. Like Pawandekar, the city of Mumbai appears to be in a state of shock after a night of violence. The attackers targeted the symbols of modern India, its posh hotels, a cafe, and a busy train station where there are usually high concentrations of foreigners. The wave of attacks that began Wednesday night has virtually shut down much of the city. Now the streets are relatively empty. Many businesses are closed for the day. Mumbai, known as the maximum city, partly for its constant rush of traffic and noise, is mostly quiet. Police in flak jackets are patrolling the districts hit by the violence. Crowds gathered near a Jewish outreach center in the heart of Mumbai early Thursday, where police commandos and Indian army troops worked to end a hostage crisis in which at least three gunmen were holding captive about six Israeli tourists, a rabbi and his wife. Nearby is the crumpled wreckage of several cars and motorcycles from grenade attacks earlier in the night. Sanjay Kokati, 35, is a local resident. He was one of the first eyewitnesses as attackers took control of the Jewish Outreach Center late Wednesday night. He says gunmen opened fire in a nearby building, killing several residents.
After 1 hour or so, the cops came. But then after that, they kept firing. So the other building, the opposite building, they did a blank firing on that. Those building from there. So people on that building, they died. Women's, old women's, children's and all, they died. So we took out the body also at night.
Little is known about the Deccan Mujahideen, the group that has taken responsibility for the attacks. Some experts say they are linked to the Indian Mujahideen, an Islamist terror group that has claimed responsibility for several recent attacks against civilians in India. Vian Athawala is a police commander posted at the JJ Hospital in central Mumbai, where many of the injured were taken. He says the attacks were some of the most violent he's seen in Mumbai. Shooting and bomb blasts have happened before, but this was groups of terrorists firing at people in the streets. They were firing indiscriminately, trying to kill as many people as they could. This hasn't been seen in Mumbai before. India has been rocked by several terrorist attacks in recent months. For now, many here worry that anger might set in once the shock of the attacks wears off. The possibility of communal violence is on the minds of many people across the country. But as one man at Shendi's funeral said, the way to honor those who were killed in the attacks is to try to carry on normally. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Mumbai.